Well, Warren, Hunter Stadium in Newcastle for tonight's Knights Roosters game. On Sunday, for the first time this year, we're off to Campbelltown Stadium. On air from midday with myself, John Gibbs and Luke Lewis. And at 4 o'clock, we'll be calling the game between the West Tigers, the young upstarts, against St George Illawarra Dragons. Should be very entertaining. And while a lot of the young guys have caught the attention watching the Tigers so far this season, there's an older hand that's come in to steady the ship. Their halfback, who's been playing good footy, Aiden Caesar. And Aiden joins us on the line, the former Gold Coast Titan and Canberra Raider. G'day, Aiden. How are you going?
Hi, mate. Thanks for having me, lad.
Mate, our pleasure. After a few years away, playing for a couple of different clubs in the English Super League, the game at NRL level has changed, which I'm sure you've noticed, speed, some rulings and so on. How have you found it coming back?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. It's been good to get back home. And obviously, yeah, you touched on the game changing a little bit. I think, you know, it's definitely... quickened up if that makes sense. But you know, I'm feeling really good. Like you touched on, like we started, pretty good. Two from four. So hopefully we can get out to a strong showing at Campbelltown on Sunday and get the 2 points.
And those two wins are nothing to be sneezed at. You carved Cronulla up at Leichhardt, and then on Easter Monday managed to beat Parramatta out at Parramatta, where you guys seem to have the majority of the crowd support. Is that something you've noticed early on from that Leichhardt game particularly, but even into the Parramatta game, how much support there is for a club that's obviously been down the bottom for the last couple of years?
Yeah, for sure, mate. I think Leichhardt was a special night, always is, at Leichhardt and Combank against Parry. You know, we had a strong showing as well. And I think very loyal fan base we got at the Tigers, and it showed after a couple of lean years, we're still getting good crowds. And by all reports, it's going to be a good showing at Campbelltown on Sunday. So really keen as a player to get out in front of our fans and hopefully do the jersey and do them justice.
Aiden, when you left the Raiders to head to the Super League, did you ever think that you'd return to the NRL?
I've been asked this question a few times, but I definitely anticipated it, but obviously with my age and things like that, I sort of thought it was getting away from me as well. So I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to come back and play at a great club like the Tigers. So hopefully you can make all post winner and get as many wins as we can this year.
It's such an interesting spine that you guys have. Obviously, you and Arpy on the other side of 30. Then you've got young upstarts in Buller, Sullivan and Lockie Galvin, who we won't see on Sunday, but it's been outstanding to start this season. How is that balance going of the members of the spine?
Really good, mate. You know, we've got a lot of young boys in our squad, not only in the spine. So I think for us boys that are a bit older, we've got to sort of duty of care to show them how it's done and obviously share our experiences with them as well. So it's been really good. I think they keep you young, keep you on your toes, being an older bloke. So I'm really enjoying that balance, yeah.
Aiden, you're a very experienced player and you've got an inexperienced coach, Benji Marshall. We know what a player he was and how good he was. How have you found him and how's he added to your game?
Yeah, Benji's been awesome. I feel that Benji gives you a lot of clarity as a player, and that's one thing you appreciate. Going into the game has been really clear on what you need to do for the team. And also, he's a young coach, but he's been around the game for 20 years. So he's one of the modern-day greats, and he's got a lot of knowledge to share with our squad and obviously me being a half. So it's been awesome to be working with Benji and also the other coaching staff, Robbie Farah and Johnny Morris.
Now, as Michael said, the other, older person in the spine, Appy, he pulled up a little bit sore in the warm-up and wasn't at his best for that game last week against the Dolphins. How's he been this week during training? Because he's obviously a key component for you boys.
Yeah, Appy's huge. I think he did put up a little bit sore after the warm-up, but I still think he performed. He's one of our best performers and he's obviously our leader, so having his presence out in the field is only going to help our team and their performance. But he's been good. I think he should be good to go on Sunday.
Now, you obviously came up with a couple of great kicks last week, but you're against a pretty good exponent in Ben Hunt as well. He's a good kicker. What sort of measures have you taken to look after Ben Hunt? Because he's key to them.
Oh, I think it's like any teammate, you've got to nullify their go forward and, they got a lot of big bodies across the park, so hopefully we can look after them boys and not give Benny Hunt the opportunities that he looks for in a game. he's obviously a quality player and he's got a great kicking game. So, yeah, just looking after the big boys first and foremost, and then hopefully that goes a long way to stopping him.
I just want to go back to Lachie Galvin for a moment, Aiden, because, you know, with the off-season you spent with him and whatever time you had together in the pre-season challenge, and you come in with this teenager who'd never played in this grade before, and he was so impressive for us, just watching and calling games. He looks like he's got so much time, such a calm head on very young shoulders, and impactful from the start. What's left you with the greatest impression of him so far?
I think he's just his willingness to take things on. He's a very confident kid, and you guys can obviously see that when you watch the games. He's not shy of anything, and he wants the ball in his hands. So, as a young half, you know, I guess sometimes you can shy away from that responsibility. But with Lachie, he wants the ball in his hands and wants to do good things for the team. And he's a special kid. He's one of our hardest workers at training as well. So, I've really enjoyed playing beside him, and you know, I guess everyone else has that watches first few games in NRL.
And I appreciate you're obviously very new at this club, but we know the fans come out to Leichhardt Oval in big numbers. Campbelltown Stadium hasn't always been the case, and they often draw games where it's West Tigers against a team from out of town. What's your message to the people of Campbelltown about getting behind this team on Sunday?
They've been awesome the last couple of games we've had in Sydney, and even at Suncorp had a strong showing. So for me, hopefully we can all get out, connect as a community and put in a good showing for you guys there.
Does it pump you up, Aiden, the guy who's been around? I mean, we know you was a Canterbury junior and you were, I think, the under-20s player of the year 13, 14 years ago now, made your first grade debut at the Gold Coast 12 years ago. To come into this team with so much young talent, but on the back of a couple of wooden spoons and no one outside of your four walls at the West Tigers really gave you a hope of doing much this year. But to be around this talent and this youth, how exciting is it compared to other things you've been through in your career?
Yeah, it's always exciting. I think, you know, you don't take it for granted playing in the NRL. It's such a strong comp. There's so much talent in the game. And to be at a club like the Tigers, you know, we know what we have, as you said, in the four walls. And it's about showcasing that on a week-to-week basis and becoming a consistent team. And I really feel we've put the work in the pre-season. It's still only early on in the piece in terms of the season. But, you know, we have all the belief internally that we can get the job done. So, it's about showcasing that and, as I said, being a consistent team and doing that on a week-to-week basis, yeah.